There's nothing new, you know, about practice, meditation. The teacher just got away, show the door. But we have to do it. We have to walk to open the door ourselves. So sometimes we may talk about seeing thought, seeing our mind, but if we not sure, if we don't realize the first state of rupanam, body and mind, it's just about the word, you know. But if you have realized rupanam, body and mind, you have no doubt about all movement is dukkhang, unbearable, anicchang, impermanent, uncontrollable. And you realize all supposition, whether Buddha statue, monk wearing robe, shaving hair, keeping 5, 8, 10, 200 precepts, you know, we call supposition. So practically we don't have to pay attention to supposition. Like here, even we have Buddha statue, we don't worship Buddha statue. But what we worship is the Dhamma, law of nature, or to develop self-awareness, mindfulness. So worshiping by practice, you know, that's the highest worshipping of the enlightened one. So Visakha day is coming on, actually it's May 10th, you know, Buddha birthday, Buddha enlightened day, and he passed away. It come down to the same day, full moon of the 6th month of lunar year. People celebrate, people do making merit, meditate or do kind of ceremony at night with the candle light, walk around the shrine or the church 3 times and sing the praise of Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, monk. I'll give a Dhamma talk about the Buddha life or his history. So we're going to have Saturday and Sunday retreat, whole day, you know, from 9:30 to 4, in order to commemorate the Buddha. So you're welcome to join, and if you want to do something like Thai people do, offering food, you can bring some food to share with other people on lunch. I make something, be part of soup for lunch both day. Probably Thai people may come and bring some food. But anyway, every day we can meditate, whether you do it alone or in a group, it's the same, you know. Even when you are with many people, what you do is just be aware of yourself, nothing to do with look at other people or seeing outside. So It's just about to know, to be aware of your movement, the body movement. Until you're quick, you're strong enough that you can see the movement of our mind, seeing thought. So I always make sure that the practitioner have this solid ground of self-awareness or have realized Rup Nam inside knowledge first. Otherwise, it's like we fail, yeah, if we don't realize this first step. When we try to explain a lot, deep, profound Dhamma, but it still have to come back to the ground of self-awareness. Because even we get caught in knowledge or analysis, that's not what we want. Yeah. It's good for listening. Contemplation, but to get beyond contemplation is about seeing beyond thought, beyond analysis, so you can see directly what is what, you know, what you see, what you hear, what you, so it's, when you see directly, see it clearly, it doesn't concoct. It doesn't make story, it doesn't relate to our experience in the past or what we gonna get, you know, in the future. Just see face to face in the present moment, whether good or bad. You just see it as it is. Whether you have something in your mind, in your heart, you just notice or accept it, realize it as it is. So everything is dukkham, unbearable. When you see it closely, it's impermanent. It's uncontrollable, no real self. But if we are ignorant, if we are deluded, if we don't have clear seeing, we always get caught, you know, get caught in form, get caught in perception, get caught in feeling, get caught in thought. Consciousness that we call five aggregate. You know. First aggregate is this body form. Second one is the feeling good, feeling bad, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Perception, thought, and consciousness that we call five aggregate. Our body and mind. But first, you know, just roughly about body and mind first. Then when you can see thought, you can see your mind, then you can verify or you can see the whole mental or the abstract of nama rupa, or form of thought, form of feeling, form of thought, form of consciousness. So our knowledge will go deeper, like the Buddha said, it's a kind of the shore, the bed of the ocean, kind of slope, you know, gradually to the bottom of the sea. You can do it every day, whether it's hard, whether it's easy. You just keep practicing until you can accept everything. But there's nothing that you can grasp, or can cling to as I, as mine. Or if you cling to, you grasp to whatever, then it will be attachment and cause of suffering. So that's how every day is going. All right, I have got accident when I push the lawnmower around the pine bush, and it's I stare down on the ground, but my eye just hit the pine leaf, so it's kind of bad. All right, have a beautiful day, and hope you can come for Vesak retreat Saturday, Sunday, half day or full day, it's okay. But yeah, we can talk a little more about Buddha life or history.
Hope your eye feels better. I hope your eye feels better soon.
Yeah, it will heal itself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.